Hello and welcome to the APR Podcast. I'm J.P. Arnold, your APR Chair for the Pikes Peak Chapter here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And the purpose of this podcast is to help you earn your APR, the Accreditation and Public Relations. And I tell you, that's my 10-year-old son Isaiah, and he is jamming out on the Yamaha DT Express 3. I said, son, I need some bumper music to intro my podcast. And he said, Dad, I got you covered. Don't worry about it. And there he is, doing a great job. Thank you, Isaiah. And let's also talk about a couple of websites that are going to help you in your journey. PRaccreditation.org and PRSAColoradoSprings.org/APR. PRaccreditation.org. PRSAColoradoSprings.org/APR. So we talked about why you should earn your APR, when you should do that, what time of year should you start, kind of have some strategy into that, the criteria needed, and the most important is 5 years before you can even apply. They recommend 5 years of PR experience. The timeline, what does the first, second, third, fourth quarter look like for you? Are you going to be able to do this in 6 months or 8 months or 12 months or even longer? So you got to have a really good timeline with a little buffer here and there, maybe a month plus or minus. But you really, if you finish in 1 year, you get $110 cash back. How about that, right? And I was so thankful. I've got my voided check. I cashed it a while ago. And thanks to the Universal Accreditation Board and New York PRSA for giving that cash back. It was a welcome surprise. I just like love it, right? Everyone likes to get money back. And if you extend your timeline, you have to pay extra money. So there's kind of a double incentive. We had Fred Morgan. He gave an interview. He is a fellow PRSA and obviously an APR. He was the APR chair for the Pikes Peak chapter as well as the New Mexico chapter, shared some do's and don'ts on what a successful candidate looks like and their approach and their habits. So thank you, Fred, for sharing that time with us. I talked about my APR journey, part one, education and work experience, part two, my questionnaire, panel, and the exam. I was a two-timer on the panel and kind of talked about that. And so when I go through now helping candidates, I really focus on the panel, make sure they're set up for success. And I was set up for success from Fred. He did a great job. And, you know, you got to really, it's your time. The onus is on you to share your knowledge and information. And now the panel is more focused not on can you pass the exam. The panel was looking at other things that the exam cannot clearly identify if you should earn the APR. So take that into account as well too. All right. So we're going to talk about, I had a survey a couple of months ago, and we're going to talk about the results of that survey. Several APRs took time out here in the Pikes Peak chapter, Colorado Springs and Pueblo. They took some time to talk about why they got their APR, the challenging parts of it. So let's go through the questions on this. And it was kind of, there was a qualitative and a quantitative approach to this. So what year did they get accredited? The method of studying that they used? What were the most challenging parts of their journey? The most useful study tools? Did they have to retake the panel or the exam? What would you recommend to candidates today or prospects that are starting this journey? Did you have any education degrees and what were they? And describe how you're maintaining your APR. What part of the journey did you not understand and you do now? And then was there anything else that you want to add to help those candidates or prospects looking to achieve the APR designation? So let's go ahead and get started. And question number one was, When did you earn your accreditation in public relations? So the very first year was 1973. The end was 2018. And a few in the 80s and 90s, and quite a few after 2011. So it kind of shows you, Fred Morgan said he took his on a typewriter, sent it in, and he had two people grading it. Nationally, there were two people grading the exams. And now you click the button and you get unofficial results. So that's kind of cool. All right. What method or methods of studying did you use? Now, this is, you know, when you do a survey, there's the obvious answer and then there's the answer behind the answer that's almost more important. So the number one method of studying was by yourself. So you've got to be dialed in. You've got to be disciplined. You've got to have a roadmap of success. And you need a mentor. You need that coach, that encourager. And for me, the mentor was really helpful when I did not advance from my panel. I was like, holy guacamole. And that chief encourager was right there to help me reshape, refocus, retool, get back into a panel. And Fred Morgan really helped me out a lot. Really appreciate his assistance. The number two was workshop and study group in the boot camp was number three. And I'll tell you what, I'm currently an APR prep online facilitator, and I really enjoy that. When I was going through, not that many other people were going through the actual process itself. And so I kind of felt a little isolated, and I was okay with that. When I did my grad work, I was a little isolated. You know, it's not like your undergrad where you get together and go to Taco Bell or Waffle House. So, you know, you kind of, in the Army, you go to several different schools and you're going to be studying by yourself. So you got to really dial that in. And so this is really, it's your journey, your journey. And so the APR prep, what that does is it connects you with people all over the United States. I absolutely love it. I look forward to the time. It's 1 hour and they have several cohorts throughout the year and they go through the APR study guide and there's a good dialogue, good chat. You can have follow-on conversations throughout the week. And so it's really good. So I highly recommend that. Okay. But number one, by a long shot, long ways, was by yourself. So you really, it's one of those things where, what is your motive for doing this? You got to really be dialed into that. You've got to really understand why are you spending $385, if I'm correct, I don't have the figure in front of me. You're spending your weekends and your nights, and it's stressful. Why are you? What's your why in this process? And you got to be centered on that. If you're waffly, you're going to fall off. And so you want that mentor. You want to make sure you're talking to your APR chair and you're really disciplined. This is about discipline. I told my son and daughter graduating from high school, from college, from graduate school, from boot camp, from officer basic course, from the general staff, command and general staff college, from defense information school. You learn stuff, but it shows you your discipline, you are good at time management, and you're able to get things done. Get things done. And if you love public relations, you're going to stay in the career, you have a commitment to the Public Relations Society of America, PRSA, then why would you not become accredited, right? So that was my why. I love PR. I wanted to be part of PRSA. PRSA was good to me. Help me with the jobs I have and transition out of the military. Love it. And I'm there with PRSA. So why would I not become accredited? And I am so thankful that I had mentors and an APR chair that helped me and the backing of my family to go ahead with that process. Okay. But it is yourself. You've got to have that internal mechanism that's going to get you through. Okay. What were the most challenging parts? By a long shot, the exam. Next was the panel. The questionnaire did not get any responses. But the questionnaire is, you want to start that right now. You can download it even as a prospect. Before you submit your money, you want to start that process to get fill in the gaps, fill in the answers, have an outline, look at what you're going to use for your project plan, that RPIE process. And really, you know, it's not challenging, but it's due diligence. It's work. Okay. Exam by a long ways. Then the panel. Okay. I had to take a sip of water there. Let's talk about the next question. The most useful study tools. Number one, the APR study guide. It's PR gold. There's six KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities. Number one, the RPIE, researching, planning, implementing, and evaluating programs. Number two, leading the public relations function. Number three, managing relationships. Number four, applying ethics and law. Then managing issues and crisis communications, understanding communication models, theories, and the history of our profession concludes those six items, those six KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities. And it's graduate level work. So don't think you're going to roll into it and study maybe a month, 2 months. You need to be studying for 6 months, 8 months, a year. And it is no joke. It is no joke. So the APR study guide was the number one answer. Next was effective public relations textbook. Next was study cards. I'm not great at study cards. I like lists. I like writing, highlighting, writing in the margins. Some people are great with study cards, and there you have it. Public relations strategies and tactics was fourth. AP style book was on there. So, and we had one person answer with the AP style book. So again, the APR study guide, it is a free download. It is a free download. Please go to the website right now, praccreditation.org or prsacoloradosprings.org/APR. Download that study guide right now. It is graduate level goodness. All right. Did you have to retake the panel or the exam? So there were eight no's, and then there were a few other answers. I had to retake the panel and get an extension for my exam. I had to retake the exam and pass the second time. Yes, I had to retake the exam. Yes, retook the panel, but I took the exam within the original 1 year, and that was me. I was very fortunate. The UAB chair waived the additional time to wait before you had to go back into the panel presentation. So I was able to immediately go back into that. And it's part of my part two journey. Okay. So 8 no's and then 4 retakes. What would you recommend for candidates and prospects during their journey? Mentor. Mentor. Timeline. Timeline. Take it serious. Carve out time. Mentor. Invest in yourselves. Know your why. No one's going to hand you the pen and say, oh, you fast-tracked, here you go, good job. You've got to do the questionnaire. And mine was 19 pages. You've got to prep for the panel presentation. And that's 1 to 2 hours, 3 APRs. You've got to study for a 3-hour and 45-minute standardized test. And depending on which boss you think about, all the answers seem right. And then there's the one boss who probably shouldn't have been a boss, and that answer was way wrong, but for that person, it was right. So timeline, mentor, know your why. Know why you're doing this, because you're going to need that. You're going to have to really center in on the principles of you taking this journey. Know the APR study guide, inside and out. APR prep, mentor, timeline. Know your why, and this is really your journey, as we talked about on that one slide. What are your education degrees and how has the APR helped your career? So this was fascinating. BA in Communications and Sociology. The APR helped with strong theory, best practices. The APR helped with confidence. I know what I'm talking about. I've studied it. I've passed an exam, I've gone before a panel, I've talked to the APR chair, I've written out a 4-step planning process in my background. I feel confident that I know what I'm talking about. And this is a beautiful thing in your career. It's a beautiful thing. Bachelor of Arts in Theater. This is helping me to give tools to do my job. And it also confers membership in a great fraternity of PR practitioners, BA in history. So theater in history and sociology, not exactly public relations and communications. Another degree in sociology, business administration. So let me tell you this, I was fortunate, and I don't know why, I loved photography, I loved communication, I loved being around people. Doing the PR thing. I went to a small high school in rural Arkansas in the Delta. I got to college. I was like, wow, look at all this. This is awesome, fun, great. And for me, communication just seemed like I just had a natural knack towards it. So that's why I went into I was going to go in business, but I'm so glad I went into communications, mass communication. If you do not have a mass comm or PR degree or journalism degree or a marketing degree or an advertising degree, the APR is like almost a must if you're in the PR field. It's a must. Because you're going to be learning things that are graduate level that are going to just add wonderful skill sets to your body of knowledge. And understanding. So again, if you have a non-PR, communications, journalism, marketing, advertising degree, you almost need to obtain your accreditation in public relations, APR. It's just going to help you. It helps me. Again, because for me, my undergrad, That was back in 94 when I graduated. And so that, I mean, that's a while ago, right? And then my grad degree was very close to the APR study guide, the different courses, but it was not exactly in some ways. And then the Defense Information School prepares you to be a successful public affairs officer, but it, in some ways it hits on some of these things in the APR study guide, but not everything. So again, the APR study guide, it's just PR gold. It's really, it is going to give you sound advice, proven advice. And when you have an APR designation, and I go to New York, Washington State, Texas, Indiana, Wisconsin, wherever, I know we're going to be talking the same language. And so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's going to help your career. It's going to help your team. And it helps the profession overall. I see some MBAs here. Journalism. So yeah, it's interesting, but theater, history, and sociology are some of the degrees that kind of stick out that are outside the PR career path. All right. Okay, let's move on to describe how you're maintaining your APR. So once you achieve your accreditation, you have to maintain it once every 3 years. You have to submit what you've done to kind of keep up with maintenance. And other career fields do this as well, too, in professional societies. So there's workshops and seminars. You can be on the board of a PRC chapter. You can speak. You can teach. And so there's a lot of different ways. And I do APR prep. I'm on the board. I also speak. So it's not, again, if you love PR, it's not work. You're helping people out. You're helping yourself out. So it's a win-win. But you have to do it. You have to notate it. And it's $75 for a processing fee. Once every 3 years. Okay. What part did you not understand at the time, but you are aware of it now? Again, this is the APR survey for current APRs in the Pikes Peak chapter. That you can start the process before starting the clock. And this is so important. Download the APR study guide. Start your questionnaire. Get an outline. Start formulating your background and your understanding and looking at what project can you use for the four-step planning process, RPIE, research, planning, implementing, and evaluating programs. That is crucial. Also, someone answered the panel presentation doesn't need to show you've done things perfectly. You can fill in the gaps and say, you know, I probably should have done this and I probably should have done that. The exam is scenario based. It's some of it is like a short paragraph question, and it's going to have a little sprinkling of ethics and management and theory and crisis communication, and it's going to mash it up. And then you got to figure out, it's not, don't go back to your boss 5 years ago or 3 years ago or 10 years ago. Your boss now is the APR study guide. Your boss is the APR study guide. So what would the APR study guide do? Someone else answered, the long-term value of adding APR after the name. Someone else said, the exam is difficult to pass. Excruciating. For me, I took the full 3 hours and 45 minutes for the exam. And I clicked submit, and I thought, I feel good about this, but who knows? I was a little anxious clicking submit. Again, I talked about in my journey, I'm not a great standardized test taker. I'm not stellar. I'm not below average. I'm kind of just a little above average. And on this here, I scored in the 90s, in the 80s, in the 70s, and I think some in the high 60s, I think. Pricing and extension was something that wasn't quite understood. On the prsacoloradosprings.org/APR, I go through the pricing, the cost. I go through the timeline so you really fully understand those waiting periods. You know, how long should it take for you? For me, I took about 3 months of working with the APR chair, getting my questionnaire correct. And before that, I was already writing out my questionnaire. But the formal time of the APR chair, Fred Morgan helping me out, what do you think about this? You should consider this. I would move this over here. Your grammar's not great there, whatever. That was 3 months. So, you know, you want to figure that out. And we have a detailed timeline of some of those unknowns that are going to help you when you are setting up your timeline for your journey. Okay. Is there anything else you'd want to add? Give yourself a deadline. It is worth the climb. Current APR candidates need help in basic writing skills. That speaks for itself. I guess a while back, a lot of PR practitioners used to be journalists. And obviously, journalists are typically very good writers. If you don't succeed the first time around, don't give up hope. There's a reason a small percentage of all PR professionals have their APR. It's difficult to achieve, but once you've done it, I assure you that you will be proud of yourself and hopefully it will pay off for you professionally as well. I know it will pay off for you professionally. Your peers, other people, when they see the designation and explain what the accreditation is, I work with engineers. They have PE after their name and all these other accreditation letters, and they know I am an APR. And so that speaks volumes to them that I'm dedicated to my profession and I'm seeking the best. I'm seeking to learn. I'm seeking to understand. And when I talk to my boss, I'm going to provide him with good counsel. When I'm talking to other people in the community, I'm going to provide good counsel. Counsel that is rooted in understanding and rooted in the test of time and rooted in a nationwide best practices. How about that? You're part of nationwide best practices as an accredited public relations professional. And so that's something for me, again, going back to the military, that's what we kind of strive for. So for me, it was a no-brainer. I just talked to two advanced military professionals, senior professionals, and they're getting their accreditation in public relations. That tells you, and these professionals are highly decorated, highly respected, have incredibly important jobs. I mean, super important jobs. They're working high level. And they're getting their accreditation in public relations. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. I'm here to help you with your journey. I had help from mentors. I had encouragers in my ups and downs. And I talk about that in my part two questionnaire panel and the exam I took. And I feel like the PRSA family has been so good to me. And there's so much for you in your APR journey. And I liked the test. I liked testing my knowledge, testing my skills, and testing my abilities. I had the chance to go to Ranger School, U.S. Army Ranger School. I was not infantry, and so I was combat support. So not that many combat support folks typically get a chance to go to Ranger School. I did not go to Ranger School, and I regret that. I just wanted to give it a chance. I don't know if I would have been able. I like to eat a lot, and I need to eat a lot. If I don't, I kind of like get queasy, and you don't get to eat a whole lot, and you don't get much sleep, and you have to ruck like 10, 15 miles, and you're tired, and you're hungry. I like to eat. I need to eat. I like my sleep. But I still, my heart and my soul says, what would have happened if you tried? What would have happened? And I would have learned something either way. When you're tested, you learn either way. And in this accreditation process, this journey, I would have learned either way. And I learned when I failed. The panel. I learned. I regathered. I regrouped. And I tell you what, I'm so glad that I started and was able to finish. I feel honored to be able to finish the journey. And we're here to help you finish your journey, start your journey, understand the expectations, the timeline, the commitment, and it's all worth it. Have fun. It's worth it. The climb is worth it. I'm glad I was able to share the survey results with you of current APRs. And until next time, all the best on your APR journey, and we'll see you soon. Take care.